reconciling our fast and slow thinking. Conflict between an automatic reaction and an intention to control is common. We can get conflicted when we have a task to do which requires us to slow down, and our automatic response wants to interfere with that. Sometimes this can really get in our way. Our fast thinking wants us to react, respond, decide, intuit it. It wants us to decide quickly based on what we already know and understand. Our slow thinking wants us to consider, approach with reason, and reduced impulsiveness. Fast and slow thinking are both necessary. It's useful to engage in a process of considered thought from time to time. Imagine that you are lost in a country lane on your way to an event. The navigation system has stopped working and you can't get a phone signal. You're in a hurry and you haven't quite allowed enough time to get to your destination. You may well feel frustrated and tense in the body. Goodness knows, an expletive or two may even slip from your silver tongue. Your instinctual fast head could have you driving in a particular direction before you realise it, because in a split second you have deduced that the sun is rising in the east and you are going west, so it's right to drive away from it. Or that the forest needs to be on your right because there's a river flowing through it and you recall that the destination is on the river and the river is to the north. If you're a fast solution head, you have forgotten that the roads are winding and sometimes there is more than one river in a forest valley. Or that river winds round too. Now, if you had just stopped the car and decided to think differently, if you had slowed down enough to realise that it would be useful to take the map out of the boot, you may even have arrived on time. Most of us have done this kind of thing, or a version of it. Some of us have really great spatial radar, and some of us quite simply don't. We're too quick to think that we can work it out. What we have forgotten is that we have insufficient memory and patterns to draw from. Plus, the body is closing down, and we're tense. The breathing is shallow, and we are frantically scanning the environment for clues to reinforce our decisions whilst trying to remember to look out for random deer and sheep that have drifted beyond their fields. In short, we haven't considered the range of possibility and we are in reactive, not active mode. It's a bit problematic as the human race is doing this more and more. As our lives speed up, we look to do everyday things faster and faster. Stop in any city high street near a rail station or a traffic light in rush hour. This is now extended by a popular demand in most cities to the 2 to 3 hour rush hour. And just observe it. Everyone is thinking fast, moving fast, and getting irritated because everyone else isn't moving at the accepted accelerated speed or in the flow of people traffic. Few are taking the time to dance around each other or even simply see each other. We're all racing.